Hello and welcome to an extremely random Die Wurgels van Holland podcast. Bit of a classic schlager ballad there from the band called Edin O'Dahl, mainly because they were two sets of brothers and one of them was surnamed Edin and the other was O'Dahl. That was from the Eurovision Song Contest back in 1990. And although I think that's actually a very good song, it didn't do very well. Came 16th, which is not a good result, especially Swedish. Hello! We've been away for a long time. I've been a bit busy. I'm not going to elaborate on that. I've just been busy. Got the afternoon off, so I thought I'd do a bit of a podcast. Could I think of a theme? No. So the reason it's a very random edition today is because basically I just went on diggyloo.net and went random lyrics 7 times. So if you don't like the songs, don't blame me. I'm just doing what the computer said. I've let the computer choose, and we've come up with a very 80s, 90s heavy playlist. But some crackers on there, including that last one, which I really, really quite like. That was from 1990. The next song is from the next contest in 1991. However, this isn't exactly a classic. Unless under the word classic you mean shit. This is the Turkish entry! Yay! Back in the days when Turkey were crap. Now, I think Diggyloo must have been feeling particularly unkind, because let's be honest, There's no chance in hell I can say these people's names. So I'm just going to say their first names. Turkey that year was represented by two lovely ladies and a gentleman. And their first names, not their surnames, their first names were Izel, Reyhan, and Can. And they have very unpronounceable Turkish surnames, which I'm not going to embarrass myself to say. And they had a lovely little ditty called "İki Dakika," which means 2 minutes, which is quite a bit weird because it's not 2 minutes long; it's 3 minutes long because that's how long Eurovision songs generally are. It didn't do very well. Well, I say it didn't do very well. It came 12th, which is stupidly good for Turkey. Now, this does go under the kind of cheese factor. It's a very cheesy Eurovision song. It's a bit like Turkey thought Bugs were great, but they were about 10 years too late. Oh. So, here is our lucky trio with "Iki Dakika." Stroke bad points about doing this randomness is that you have to listen to songs you don't like, a bit like that one. However, the good stroke bad side of it is that you learn stuff about people and songs you didn't know. So, for example, the next song that was chosen on the website was the 1978 Eurovision entry for Denmark. Now, that was by a band called Mabel, with their obviously Basil Brush inspired song Boom Boom. Maybe that's more Baldric, I don't know. And I thought, I'll just have a quick look on Wikipedia to see, any extra information about The band, well, the man behind the band, a man known as Mike Tramp, and no, that's not his real name, he's still going. He's still up there. He's doing albums and touring and loads of things. And he's been in France, and it's quite astounding. I thought, you think that these Eurovision peeps just come and go, a bit like Josh and things like that. And actually, that some of them have actually gone on to such better things. So there you go. I mean, admittedly, Mike Tramp, if I do my maths right, would have only have been in his late teens at Eurovision. So actually, he's only probably in his mid-50s now, maybe even a bit less. So good on him. Whoa, you never know. Denmark, he might be presenting it next year. Ooh, wherever it might be, it's still a mystery. Right, so we're going to listen to the Danish entry from 1978 called Boom Boom. I actually think this is a bit of an earworm, really. An earworm before its time. This is Mabel with Boom Boom.
Tror det problemer, eller alt for meget røg. Nej du, jeg ryger ikke, og drikker ikke spor. Så er det nok din kondition, der er værre end du tror. Nej, jeg gik op til lægen, og ved du hvad han sagde? At du skulle holde op med livets goder fra i dag. Jeg lagde mig på brætsen, og han undersøgte mig. Hvad sagde han, hvad er der galt med dig? Det er helt naturligt, hjertet hamrer løs, når man er forelsket i en pige. Hvis man mærker kæmpe slag, så bliver man let nervøs. Det er kærlighed, der banker på energi. Og det siger boom, boom, og boom, boom med lyst. Det føles som en torden her i mit bryst. Ja, det siger boom, boom, og banker som besat. Det hammer, og det banker dag og nat. Nu kan jeg godt forstå, hvorfor du går er så bleg. Du glæder mig, nu sig mig, hvad tror du, der er på vej? Det er den store kærlighed, jeg ved det fra mig selv. Så du har haft det ligesom jeg. Fortæl, fortæl, fortæl. Det er helt naturligt, så bliver man lidt nervøs. Det er kærlighed, der banker på energi. Og det siger boom, boom, og boom, boom af lyst. Det føles som en torden her i mit bryst. Ja, det siger boom, boom, og banker som besat. Det hammer, og det banker dag og nat. Ja, det siger boom. Det føles som en torden her i mit bryst. Ja, det siger boom, boom, og banker som det sand. Det hammer, og det banker dag og nat. Ja, det siger boom, boom, og banker som det sand. Det hammer, og det banker dag og nat.
I know this possibly isn't the most popular thing to say considering that Denmark have just won Eurovision, but I do find the Danish language. Oh, just get it out, Squires. It sounds awkward. It sounds. There's something about it. There's some weird vowel sounds going on there that you don't get in other kind of Nordic, Germanic accents that I just don't get. Yeah, and far too many apostrophes. Yeah, that gets me. Boo hiss. Right, anyway, enough about my grammatical foibles. Now, the next song that we're choosing, I had a little grin on my face because it's from 1985. And when I first started getting videos of old Eurovisions, the first one that I ever got was 1985. And I remember watching it thinking it was just amazing. And I have to say, this song stood out mainly because it didn't feel typically of this country. And this is the French entry. Now, the French entry this year was by a man called Roger Benz. Although, being French, it's probably Bonds, I guess. Now, his song was called Femme dans ses rêves aussi, woman in her dreams too. And the thing is, it was a kind of ballad, but it had like a fast bit in it as well. And I've always associated French with being very ballady, kind of that kind of moody ballad, or being that kind of weird, kind of African-y, Middle Eastern-y, weird stuff. And this was a very kind of powerful song, but it was quite up-tempo, which I quite liked. And he looked a bit weird as well, which you think would be a negative, but no. But if anyone knows what's going on with Roger Bon anymore, we'd love to know, because I can't find any information about him. Oh. So, let's listen to Roger with Femme dans ses rêves. Aussi.
C'est le vent, c'est la pluie, c'est l'enfant aussi. De silence en défi, elle aime la nuit. Quelquefois vague à l'âme, elle pose les âmes innocentes. Bien charme, elle est une femme. Femme dans sa vie, dans ses rêves aussi. Femme dans ses yeux, ses cris, ses aveux. Femme, femme aimée et femme qui aime. Sans âme, elle est d'abord femme.
studio one, isn't he? Oh, he's very passionate, very French, isn't it? Ah, right. We're about halfway through the podcast. We're doing it very randomly, just picking random songs from the internet. Now, the next song also brought a little smirk to my lips, because this band, one of their songs was played at my wedding. Oh, we're not at the wedding. although there was a Eurovision song played at my wedding, which we might go into. I'm sure I've said that before. So if you want to know, go to another podcast. So no. This is the 2011 entry for the wonderful, one of my favourite countries in Eurovision. No, it's not San Marino. Oh, yes, it is. No, my second favourite country in Eurovision, Moldova! Yay! Oh, shush. Oh, no, we're there. San Marino's first, then Belgium. My third best country, it's Moldova! Oh, I love Moldova. I really do. It's a cracking little country. They have such weird stuff going on there. They must be, you know, am I right in thinking? I read somewhere about they drink the most alcohol in Moldova. Well, do you know what that figures? Oh, God. Right, now, this is So Lucky by Zdobsty Zdob. Which is easy to say when you're drunk. Not so easy to say when you're as dry as a bone, like me. No, I'm not. Now, this is not the song that's played at my wedding reception. Their first Eurovision entry was played at my reception. Their 2004 entry. Bunika Badedoba, Bunika Badetare, Bunika Badedoba in Munchuka Kasamare. Yeah, try say that when you're drunk. Actually, it's quite easy. And I've got Romanian. It's so easy to sing, I find. I remember one of the first songs I learnt off by heart was Dincolo di Nori, Dincolo di Nor by Dan Bittman. I love that song. Anyway, I'm going off piste here. So this was the second entry by Zdobsty Zdob, which was in Düsseldorf in 2011 and came a very credible 12th place. You may remember this as the one with the Pet Shop Boys inspired very big long pointy hats. And of course, the very beautiful girl on a unicycle. So Eurovision. It's great. Right, so this is Dob She's Dob with So Lucky!
So lucky!
Now, if you are telling me you could not help but get up and have a little bit of madness at that turbo Balkan funk, then you are not human. Not human. That's So Lucky by Stopsy's Dupe. Their stuff is amazing. If you have not heard their stuff before, you need to go and listen to it. It is quite literally an experience. Right, we've got two more songs. And I was wondering on my little Eurovision journey into random lyricness if we were going to get a winner. And we did. Back in 1973, the contest was held in Luxembourg because Luxembourg won the previous year with Après Toi and Vicky Leandros. In 1973, Luxembourg won again, and that was with Anne-Marie David with Tu te reconnaîtras. You will recognise yourself. Now, these days, a bit like Zdobsy Zdob, it's getting more common now that singers will come back and do Eurovision again. Lena did it. Valentina Moneta will be representing San Marino into the next century. Cliff Richard did it. He actually was the UK representative in 1973. Anne-Marie David, though, when she won in 73, she was singing in French for the country of Luxembourg. However, a few years later, she actually went on to 1979. I'm just trying to think of it. 1979, she was at Eurovision again. However, that time she was singing for France. So she's one of those very few returning contestants who have batted for the other side, should we say, in a Eurovision type way. This is a cracking song. Not the best song of that year. That goes to Eres Tu. And Cliff's song was meh. Anyway, let's have Anne-Marie David with Tu te reconnaîtras.
Dans la gare où commence la première aventure de la vie, dans celui qui doute, dans celui qui croit.
Yeah.
Dramatic to the end, eh? Ah, it's a shame that wasn't the last song. Oh. We are just coming up to our last song, Boo Hiss. If you like the De Vogels van Holland podcast, there are different ways that you can get in touch with us. You can just write on the blog, devogelsvanholland.blogspot.com, I think, or is it .co.uk? I never remember. Try both! Or you can find us on Twitter, at DVVHolland, or we have got a Facebook page, facebook.com/DVVHolland. If you've got a request, or you think of a theme, or there's something you'd like us to play, get in touch with us. I'll see what I can do. The next few weeks, well, actually, that's a bit of a lie. In about 3 weeks, I'm going to have a little bit of time off, so I'll do a podcast then. Then I'm going on holiday, honeymoon. So I'll be away then, it'll be the summer holidays, then I'll do a few more then. So I'll probably do a podcast every about 2, maybe 3 weeks. So if there's anything you want to say, get in touch with us. We do like your feedback, and I personally do like to know you're listening, or if you're being educated by my podcasts. Anyway, let's get on with the very, very last song. Now, I have to say, I had the biggest grin on my face when this song came up, because it is one of my personal favourites. Not only is it one of my personal favourite songs, but it is from my personal favourite year. If anybody comes up to me and says that 1988 was not the best year, then they are lying. I can only think of actually one truly bad song of that year, which was of course the Austrian entry, which was appalling. Even the really bad Greek entry, I can. And even the Turkish entry that year was blooming good. I have been known to put the 1988 CD on in my kitchen and without words sing, you know, the first song's in Icelandic and then the next song's in Swedish. And then we've got Finnish and English and Israeli, Hebrew and all these languages. I'm like there, note perfect. This is one of the highlights of 1998. This is the Yugoslav entry, the closing song of 1988, and that was performed by Srebrna Krila, which was a Croatian band from Yugoslavia, who were then anglicised, Boo Hiss, to Silver Wings. Now, the best thing about Silver Wings, there were lots of fantastic things about Silver Wings. Number one, their lead singer was quite epic. Her dance routines were, you know, Beyoncé's got nothing on her. That I can see actually some stealing going on. I'll be as bold to say that. Her hair was fantastic, and also her outfit, which I am absolutely sure I saw not long ago on an M&S ad. I'd like to know if anyone else thinks the same if you see the video of it. But also, this song is epic. This is Mangup. Mangup, which means rascal. That's like something you'd call like one of the kids at school. Oh, he's a real Mangup. That actually sounds a lot ruder. But it really is. So this is Silver Wings for Yugoslavia. And I'm going to leave you with that one so I can then go away and see you in about 2 weeks' time. Please get in touch with us. I like to know that you're listening, that I don't just do it to myself. That sounds rude. That I don't just, you know, sit here and waffle to myself. Anyway, between the next time I see you, and now, it's got to be Happy Eurovision!